Hello, what is your name, sir?
Bergenswergen.
Hello, Mr. Bergenswergen. We're looking for a present. My friend Peter here is giving this present to his boyfriend, and it is kind of important to get it back. It's about this size and wrapped in a dark blue paper. Do you know where we can find it?
This size.
Like a little bit smaller.
Oh, then Bergenswergen knows.
Really? Thank God. So, where is it?
You did not ask Bergenswergen where a present was. You only asked if Bergenswergen knew where a present was, and Bergenswergen knows.
Well then, good sir, where is my present?
Bergenswergen cannot tell you this.
Why did I see this coming? What do you want then?
You must give Bergenswergen a show to make him give you the present.
A show.
Bergenswergen is very bored. Entertain him and you get the present.
Listen up, punk. If you don't give us the f***ing present right about now, we'll make a f***ing scene, I promise you.
Please do. That is all Bergenswergen is asking you to do. Make scene.
Give us the f***ing present already.
Bergenswergen like this.
You cannot possibly be serious. I will not indulge in such unsightly behavior merely to give you joy. This is unacceptable.
This is boring, Bergenswergen.
Pete, remember the present. You want it back, right?
Of course, I want it back, but I won't make a fool of myself.
You already made a fool of yourself tonight, so think long and hard, my friend. What's more important, Jamie or your honor?
As if that was even a question.
Then try and make Bergenswergen laugh. If you succeed, the present is yours.
Okay, I can do this. I'm hilarious. Knock, knock. Who's there? To who? It's to whom? Yes, I've told this joke so many times, and it still cracks me up every time I tell it.
Bergenswergen is not amused. You get one last chance to amuse Bergenswergen. If you fail, you don't get present.
Oh, I know a joke. It's always a hit with the kids that I tutor. Okay. What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies!
Do you see Bergenswergen laughing? This is not Bergenswergen amused face. Bergenswergen must put a stop to this. It's hurting Bergenswergen's ears. Maybe you do not know this, but Bergenswergen is the master of joking. Let Bergenswergen show you. What is brown and sticky?
Too many things.
A stick. And what does Santa call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
I don't know.
A stick. And what do you call a present that isn't yours?
A stick?
A stolen.
Well, to each their own sense of humor. While Carmen and Peter are trying to get back Peter's present for Jamie in rather ridiculous ways, Jamie and Sarah are trying to feed poor Sarah, who only ever wanted to eat a burger and not face her inner demons. But what was that? The creature at the market stall didn't want money in return, but entertainment?
Please, Miss Vendor, have some mercy.
You want food? You put on show.
I actually took a couple of acting classes a while ago.
You're an actor?
No. I'm not like real actor.
Come on, don't doubt yourself so much. Did I ever see you in anything?
No, definitely not. I doubt it. I'm not that good.
Ah, pish posh. Let me be the judge of that. So how should we do this?
Do what? I won't do anything. I'm not going to make a fool of myself.
I respect that. I'm just so hungry.
Oh, that bad?
Well, I haven't eaten since like 2 years ago, it feels like. But don't worry about it. I'll come up with something myself.
No, it's fine. We'll get you your food somehow. Oh, I know. There's this improv exercise we always do before a show. That should work.
Sarah, you... Why did you sleep with all my friends?
Well, honey, see, I've slept with Jonas, Martin, and Tom only this week. And last week I also screwed Benji. But I wonder if this week I can break my record and have sex with 5 different men in 1 week. You've always known I'm very competitive. Oh, and sugar, maybe I'll be able to break that record next week and increase it to 6 and then to 7 to get a full week's worth of men.
I am Sugar. Do you not value the vow of marriage you made to me all those years ago?
I repent. I repent. But honey, I was so drunk when we got married. I have no idea what I said or vowed to.
I knew it. I want a divorce.
But honey, whose friends will I sleep with then?
That's a fair point. I'm glad we had this conversation.
Me too, honey.
And see.
This is a good show. Here you are.
Oh, but that's not cheese. That's my present. Thank you.
But I'm hungry.
Yeah, can we get some cheese as well?
Nope. I will leave market now. Job is done. Collect payment. Go on nice vacation with family. Have fallout with brother-in-law. Get stuck on an island. Rediscover meaning of life. Bye-bye.
All right. Have fun on your holiday. Well, at least you got your present back, Jamie. And it's all because of your acting.
Nah, you were pretty good yourself. The improv scene normally ends with a divorce, but definitely not this time. Well, I think I've calmed down. So let's go back to Pete and Carmen and see if they know where to get some food for you, I wonder where they could... Oh, there's a merry-go-round!
A merry-go-round?
One of the horses is shaped like a coffee cup. And there's a mermaid horse as well!
And a top-head horse? And a museum horse?
How does that even work?
I don't care. Let's write it.
Hell yeah!
Oh, Jamie and Sarah, still so carefree and oblivious, not knowing that the... What you mean? Of course I know what to... Spoiler! Well, you know what you... Well, you know what you can tell management? Tell management that... Sarah Fan was played by Tamara Payer. Carmen Gatto was played by Louise Marie Prack. Peter Fitzgerald was played by Max Liebetreu. Jamie Resnick was played by Dominik Padelter. Bergenswergen was played by Elisabeth Spitzwieser. The What You Wanna Call Him Vendor is played by Nina Wenzel. The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The Harp was played by Kerry Whitman.
This episode was written by Charlotte Zerz.